From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Winter break is over, and it is time to kick back into gear as winter sports are in full swing for the 2026 half of the season. We have plenty to recap as league play has started around Riverside County. Let's jump right into the hardwood and hoops for this episode. Where better to start than with the Roosevelt Mustangs? The boys squad has woken up from their dream of last season, the undisputed best team in the county and one of the top teams in the entire state and nation. Now find themselves 11-10 this season with losses in league play to Santiago and Centennial. However, close losses by only a combined 10 points. The Mustangs are not in panic mode yet, still plenty of time to turn it around as they are only second in the Big 8 League despite the 1-2 start. A relatively young team with only 3 rostered seniors is a large reason why the difference in success from last year to now this season. The team had 9 seniors on their championship team, so now they have a team with less than half who were on the team prior. Now let's talk about the two teams who beat the once invincible Mustangs this year. The Santiago Sharks are now the team to beat in that Big 8 league, sitting at 21-3 with their overall record and 3-0 undefeated in league play. The Sharks have beaten, in addition to Roosevelt, the Corona Panthers and Murrieta Valley Nighthawks. The team is senior and junior heavy, so this is an all-in kind of season for the Sharks. This is their golden window to win a CIF title. If it's going to happen soon, it should be this season. Currently ranked 45th in the state and likely a playoff lock, this team will most definitely be one we keep our eyes on, like we mentioned a few weeks ago in the basketball preview episode. They are just rattling off win after win after win, and I'm not sure if anyone can stop the Sharks, but if there is a team that could, it will be the last regular season game they play, the Corona Centennial Huskies. The Huskies are the 17th ranked team in the state and boast an 18-5 record and 2-0 also undefeated in league play. While the record isn't better, the Huskies are a basketball powerhouse in California. That goes for the girls' side as well. We'll get into that later. The team likely won't lose on the road to that meeting with the Sharks, which would very well lead it to be a deciding factor in the league title. They have stopped the number one team in Idaho, toppled Nevada and Utah's number one team, the 9th best team in Utah and Arizona, and rival modern day so far on the season. Centennial has dominated their incredibly tough schedule, but has found themselves in some close games with some teams that they shouldn't be tight with. The team needs to use the league schedule as a boost to go into that Santiago game, which is going to be the deciding factor of that league, likely, and the playoffs after that. So far, so good, as they've toppled Roosevelt, that once invincible team, as we mentioned, and then they won by 68 versus Norco in their biggest win of the year. So far, so good for the Huskies, but that road to Santiago is going to be a very interesting path leading up to such a big game. Now, that was the elites of the Big 8. I want to shift into desert basketball. Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, to be exact. Two Division II teams last year that are battling for the Desert Empire League. Right now, Palm Springs is in control with a 4-0 league record after beating Mirage by 15 in their first bout. A 13-7 overall record with a league schedule that should sweep, the Indians are in a perfect spot to return to some high-tier playoff basketball. Mirage is, however, still fine after that loss. They have the same overall record and a 3-1 league record just behind Palm Springs. Win the games that you're supposed to, and you will find yourselves in a rematch with the league title on the line to end your season, kind of similar to that Santiago and Centennial storyline we talked about just a second ago. So don't you dare count out the Rattlers yet. They're going to be coiled up and ready to strike when they meet Palm Springs again. Two leagues in the Big 8 and Desert Empire that are going to be down to the absolute last games of the season. Now let's sneak back into the city of Riverside. The Riverside Pauley Bears were Ivy League champs last year. Don't be confused with the college Ivy League. And in 2026, they're on pace to win league again with a 3-1 record. But they have struggled this season, winning only 8 of their 20 games. and they currently sit behind Rancho Christian, their 4-0 record in league. Other Ivy teams like Rancho Verde and Valley View are 2-2, solid 500 in league play, and face that uphill battle of being two games back from the league title, but definitely still in contention, and definitely in contention for the top three and that playoff spot. The final boys basketball teams this week are going to be Temecula Valley and Vista Murrieta. The 112th ranked Golden Bears sit at a comfortable 17-5 record, and they hold first in the Southwestern League as of now with a 3-1 record. That only loss being to Chaparral in a 102-92 shootout. Not oftentimes you see those high scores in high school, or even college games for that matter. That's mightily impressive. Things usually float around the 60-80 range, so 102-92, that is a crazy high-scoring game, 194 combined, almost hit the 200 mark. Road game dominance has been the key, however, for Temecula Valley, holding a 7-2 road resume as a playoff team on track for a return to the postseason. Finally, Vista Murrieta is eyeing up a return to Division I play, however, a big wrench thrown into their plans with a 12-10 record. And fourth now in the Southwestern League after the team's narrow loss at Temecula Valley and a loss to Great Oak. The offensive struggles are the reason for their underwhelming record so far and is going to be tough with the remaining league schedule holding teams like Chaparral, Temecula Valley again, Great Oak, and Murrieta Mesa a long way to the finish line for the Mustangs after getting out of the gates a little bit slow. They'll have to make their way through the pack and try to find themselves in the top three of that Southwestern League. Now let's flip over to the girls' side of basketball and look at some of the teams that have been playing well so far. The Corona Centennial Huskies are the top team for the girls in Riverside County. As we said, Centennial knows basketball, and that school is top to bottom, one of the best around. The girls started their season after Christmas, so they will sit at a few less games played than most of these other teams. They currently hold a 9-3 record through their first 12 games, ranked 24th overall in the state, 12th in Southern Section. Their 2-0 league record is highlighted by the most absurd statistic I have ever seen. Scores of 96-8 versus Norco. Yes, I'm not mistaken, you're hearing this correctly, 96-8. And 84-23 versus Roosevelt. Those are their two league wins. That's a total win margin of 149 points. They have averaged 90 points per game in league and allowed only 15 points per game. That is an absolutely dominant start to the league for the Huskies, and it doesn't even begin to describe how impressive that is realistically. This team is a force to be reckoned with and shows no signs of slowing down at the top of the Big 8 league. Nobody is touching the Huskies with that incredible start to league. That is a daunting thing to face if you see them coming up on your schedule. Huskies are going to definitely be contending for the top spot in the Big 8 League, if not already having it wrapped up. Two of the toughest challengers for Centennial's reign in the Big 8 are rival Corona and King. Those are the two teams that might have a chance against them. The Panthers are 18-4 this year, very impressive record, and a stifling defense, allowing only 700 points so far on the year through those 22 games. Very, very impressive defense. They are tied with King, who boasts an 18-5 record and a head-to-head win by 13 over Corona. To put things in perspective of why Centennial might be viewed as head and shoulders above the rest, is they beat Norco by 88. King managed to win their game against Norco by 48, and they are considered the second best team in the Big 8, which is impressive in its own right. But you know, there are levels to this when 48 doesn't seem that bad compared to the other differential of another league opponent. 40-point margin. Centennial would have had a running clock against King's differential between that 48-88 level. The Desert and Mountain Hoops are looking strong, with San Jacinto riding the ship as soon as they hit league play, hitting their stride, firing off a 4-0 record to improve to 11-10. They sunk below 500, then league came along. They are moving along nicely now in order to keep their playoff hopes alive after a very strugglesome start to the season. The Desert Empire League looks like a tight contest between Shadow Hills and Xavier Prep. The 145th ranked Knights are 17-5 and undefeated at the top of league and are going to head-to-head in their next game with the second place team, Xavier Prep. a game that certainly favors the reigning champ Knights, who are on a 29-game win streak in their league. The last time they lost the Desert Empire as a whole, they went 9-1 and got second. That one loss was to Xavier Prep, coincidentally enough. The 2026 Saints are 15-7, and with a win versus Shadow Hills, could once again steal the Desert Empire League with a potentially tied record, but that one game head-to-head advantage. Lastly, we want to check in on the lone reigning CIF champion in the county for girls basketball, the Hillcrest Trojans. A below 500 record and fresh off a blowout loss to King, Hillcrest sits at 9-13 overall. Their hope relies on league play with a 1-2 record and a loss that was by a single point. Lots of hope still for a push down the final stretch of the season to defend that CIF crown and get into the playoffs. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like. Yeah.